File item 40, pass and retain. File item 41, AB 1732, Ting. The clerk will read.
Assembly Bill 1732 by Assemblymember Ting and others, an act relating to restrooms.
Mr. Ting, you're recognized.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. Colleagues, we and our constituents have to use the bathroom every day. While other states are making it tougher and more political to use a bathroom, today we can make it easier for everyone to use a single-room bathroom by simply changing the sign on the door and allowing anyone to use it. AB 1732 requires all single-room public bathrooms in California be accessible to everyone. All of our homes have single-room bathrooms, yet we don't feel the need to segregate them by gender or any other category. Why should we do this in public? By passing this law today, we can contrast ourselves to other states like North Carolina, Mississippi, and Kansas, who are making bathrooms more political rather than more convenient. As a father of two young daughters, I've often had to debate which restroom to use with my children, and more often than not, it comes down to the simple choice of using whichever one is available. Earlier this year, I was moved by a simple sign on the bathroom door placed up by Pure Pizza in, ironically, Charlotte, North Carolina, of all places. Madam Speaker, permission to read?
Permission granted.
We have a unisex bathroom because sometimes gender-specific toilets put others into uncomfortable situations. And since we have a lot of our friends coming to see us, we wanted to provide a place for our friends who are single dads with daughters, single moms with sons, parents with disabled children, those in the LGBTQ community, adults with aging parents who may be mentally slash physically disabled. Thank you for helping us to provide a safe environment for everyone. Today, let's take the politics out of bathrooms and bring back common sense. I respectfully ask for an aye vote on AB 1732.
Mr. Lowe, you're recognized.
Thank you very much, Madam Speaker. I also rise in support of Assembly Bill 1732. Currently, even as we speak, the Attorney General and Department of Justice is filing a lawsuit against the state of North Carolina for the discriminatory law. And I rise in support of this bill because California is a place of inclusion. And let's make a clear statement that if you want to go pee, by all means, help yourself. Thank you very much.
Mr. Gallagher, you're recognized.
Madam Speaker, members, I rise in opposition to this bill. And I think, first of all, let's file this one under, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. I'm trying to, you know, scratch my head, and I've thought about this a lot, as to how the current policy that we have, the current, you know, men's and women's bathrooms, single occupancy bathrooms, inconveniences anyone. If you're a man, you go in and use the men's room. If you're a woman, you use the women's room. If you're transgendered, you use the bathroom that you're most comfortable with. If you're a father with kids, that's me. I have two daughters. If I go into a gas station, I'm going to take them into the men's room with me. That'd be my first preference. If my wife's with me, she'll take them into the women's room. And guess what? Sometimes, members, if I see that the women's room's open, I'll go in there, and nobody will care. It's not an issue. There's virtually no one that is inconvenienced by the status quo right now. However, if we make this change, I can tell you right now, there's going to be a large group who's going to be inconvenienced by statewide mandated unisex bathrooms. And I think all the women in this room could probably attest to it. It's called the pee seat. No woman wants to use the bathroom after many men have been in that same bathroom. And as hard as we try, men, you know that your target is not always that good. Your aim is not always that good. And so, but seriously, we're going to inconvenience a lot more people by doing this, whereas right now under the status quo, there is no inconvenience. And seriously, we're talking about a pretty broad mandate. This is retroactive. So every business, every place of public accommodation will have to make this change. There's no grandfathering in. And it applies not just to gas stations and coffee shops, but every church, every community center, every senior nursing center, every home daycare, every small business, every home business. We are setting all, for all these people throughout the state, we are setting their bathroom policy, regardless of what their customers or owners' personal preferences or beliefs might be. Why don't we leave this up to the market? As is already the case, there are businesses who have provided family restrooms or unisex bathrooms, and they've decided that that's how they best meet their customers' preferences. Leave it up to the market. Why do we at the state have to state this mandate for everybody? And I think you should really consider how broadly this applies. It applies to every place of public accommodation. And arguably there will be a cost, because as I said, in dealing with, I think it's okay to say pee. The previous author just used the word. But in dealing with the pee seat, people will probably have to install urinals in order to meet the preferences of their women customers. And arguably in this legislation, the way it's worded, it defines single occupancy bathroom as a restroom that has one urinal and one water closet. So arguably those businesses that don't have a urinal will have to install one under the wording of this bill. It's not clear, it's not defined. So I think there's a lot of problems with this legislation, and saying it's not politicized, you are politicizing it. You're the one that is bringing in, the gentleman from San Francisco and the gentleman from San Jose are the ones who are bringing in North Carolina and all these other issues. That's not going on in this state.
1 minute.
That's not the issue before us. There's nothing wrong with the status quo. And I think we're going to inconvenience more people, especially women, by making this change in policy. Let's not mandate everybody's bathroom policy. That's not what we're here to do. We've got a lot more bigger issues to address in this state. And I would urge your no vote on this. Thank you.
Ms. Eggman, you're recognized.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. I rise in support of this bill also as a proud co-author. This is a very basic bill that just says if you have a single use, that it should be for everybody. That doesn't seem to me to be a grand inconvenience to be able to put up a new sign. It doesn't seem to be a huge deal. And my colleague from Nicholas is talking about everything is fine just the way it is. The status quo is fine. It's easy to say that when you sit in a position of privilege. And I don't think because your aim is bad makes you use any kind of special category that you must have your own bathroom. There is, I was just in Santa Cruz this weekend. Most of the stalls I saw there were double occupancy. There's a sign that says bathroom. You go in, you lock the door, you use it. Nobody seemed to be inconvenienced. The lines seemed to work quite effectively, and it didn't seem to be any messier than usual. I ask for your aye vote.
Mr. Chu, you're recognized.
Thank you. I wasn't going to speak on this item, but given the comments of our colleague from Yuba City, I felt like I had to. On behalf of so many of my constituents and thousands of transgender individuals in the state of California who feel unsafe in bathrooms, who feel harassed in bathrooms, who are questioned when they walk into a bathroom, in part, that is what we are doing today with moving forward this bill, and I'm proud to be a principal co-author of this. But also in part, we're here because we have seen in recent years attacks on LGBT rights in Arizona, in Florida, in Kentucky, in North Carolina, in Pennsylvania, in Virginia, in Texas, where lawmakers, universities, schools have tried to limit access to restrooms. And we're here to say in the state of California, we stand up for equality. We want to ensure that everyone has the right to one of the most fundamental things that any of us do. And let me also say that as someone who's a new parent, my wife, we have a new son, she's confused on whether she can bring our son into a bathroom that is labeled woman, or whether she herself can go into a men's bathroom to help our son. So I think this is a common sense measure. I do hope we can all support it. I do hope that in the state of California, we can stand up for truly equality for all.
Seeing and hearing no further debate, Mr. Ting, would you like to close?
Thank you, Madam Speaker. Again, this does not mandate that we install any more additional bathrooms. All it says is if you have a single room bathroom already installed, all you have to do is change the sign. Or frankly, if you don't want to change the sign, just take the sign down. This is a common sense measure so that we can make bathrooms accessible to everyone. I'm proud to have the sponsorship of Equality California, but also the California National Organization of Women. And I think they, as well as my colleagues here, are asking men all over the state to step up their game and clean up after their own mess. Thank you.
On that, the clerk will open the roll. All those vote who desire to vote. All those vote who desire to vote. All those vote who desire to vote. The clerk will close the roll and tally the votes. Ayes 52, noes 18. Measure passes.